For a typical recording, we're doing pretty well on time. We're only 10 minutes
We
late
are.
tonight.
Yeah, we are. I got set up. Like, I started at like a responsible time, I felt. It was like 10 minutes before, and it's like, I'm gonna get all my stuff going. I'm gonna get my green screen up. I'm gonna get the 4K guarantee because this is a very special episode.
It is, yeah. It's simply huge.
Yeah, it's episode 300.
That's right. This is Sparta
This
episode.
is Sparta, baby. This is Sparta.
I just realized that your video wasn't showing up in the stream,
Oh.
and we are streaming. We are live now.
Okay.
So I am working on getting you dialed in here.
I will tell you, it wouldn't be right for a big milestone episode without a Gadzooks challenge.
I agree.
That is one of our trademarks. And I actually recently told a friend that anytime we had technical issues on the show that we called it a Gadzooks challenge, they absolutely loved it. Thought it
Really?
was hilarious, yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good. I mean, that frankly is what we want everyone to come for, is the Gadzooks challenge and the
Yeah.
funny little dipshit sayings that we do.
That's what it's all about. 300 episodes of dipshit sayings.
Yeah. Like, what more could you want?
Yeah. Why else have you tuned in if it wasn't for dipshit sayings?
Right.
And we have, there's at least one new one we're going to introduce to you tonight. Mark my words,
And
I have a new one.
it is going to be the most epic,
Yeah, it's a big
honestly.
one. I think this one will stick around for a while because we've been using it in the Discord for a while, but it needs a proper on-air introduction so that we can introduce it into the show properly.
I agree. Yeah. I think people are really gonna like flip their lids
Yeah, it's gonna be
when
big.
we aren't like doing big what I want to say. We aren't hyperbolizing this when we say it's going to be revolutionary for the
Yeah,
podcast.
it is. I think it is too, yeah.
So I think I just need to readjust your window, 'cause like there we go, that's better. Your face was as huge as the saying that we're about to drop on these people.
Oh man, that's great. Maybe we should drop it now because I kind of have a way that I would like to kind of start the show, but I need the saying in order to say it.
So can we play the intro music, or do you want to
See,
give the backstory and
I was
then
thinking I would, yes, so that we can use my little intro that I actually said it earlier today
Yeah,
too.
you did. Yeah.
So
Okay. Well, in that case, go off, sis.
okay, so I have, there's someone that I went to high school with that has been attempting to be a rapper since we graduated.
Wow.
He is, let's see, my 20th reunion is this year
Okay.
for high school, and I believe he's 2 years older than me. So he's been
Wow.
going 22 years post high school as a rapper, with really, he's got nothing to show for it. If I'm going to be honest, I wouldn't consider him a very good rapper.
Yeah.
He's also a white rapper who uses the N-word in his lyrics. So that is
Ugh,
very
that's a
not
little
good.
icky. Yeah.
Yeah. And he has this habit of posting freestyles to his
Okay,
Facebook
yeah.
page, where he'll also brag about on his Facebook page things such as, like, I'm the 13th best rapper in Buffalo, which sounds like it could be a really funny joke, but he's not joking.
So
Like, he'll
did he enter
share
a
like a
concert
chart. He'll
or
share like a chart for like downloads from like, I don't even know, like, what are even the websites? It's not even SoundCloud. It's like
it's not
one that's
World Star
even,
Hip Hop. anymore?
Not World Star. No, it's not World Star. It's like, I don't even know what the one is. It's not Pure Volume, because I know that doesn't exist anymore. Man. But it was like, is there a Live Nation like site with music artists?
Maybe.
Reverb Nation, that's okay. What it is.
Wow,
Reverb Nation.
Wow, so Reverb Nation still exists.
Reverb Nation still exists.
Wow.
And he'll share this list where he's, and it's broken by geographical region, Buffalo, New York, number 13 shows his name, and he's like, damn right, I am the 13th best rapper in Buffalo. Like, he is proud of that. And he talks about his millions of streams that he's had, that he's made, and then he'll show, like, the money he's made, and it's, like, $10, like, from these millions of streams.
Oh, hell yeah,
which,
baby.
I mean, cool. Like, if he loves it, whatever. That's great. Yeah. Good for him. I still think there's some effed up stuff, like, including, you know, what he's using as lyrics, that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
He once shared a live freestyle to his Facebook that I made a GIF out of, where it starts, where it's showing him, and then somehow his camera ends up panning to the left and revealing a toilet in the background, which I just thought was the best, because what, number one, what is there, like, on to the left of him, like, on the wall, there's, like, a patch of, like, soundproofing, but then behind him is a toilet, and it's just like, what is this room? But he recently released another freestyle that, like, just absolutely, you know, blew up amongst us and some other people I know.
Right.
Because of some lyrics that he dropped in this rap. He says in the rap, he talks about how he has so many enemies and haters.
Right.
And that they all want to see him, quote unquote, plummish down to a predicament. Plummish. Plummish down to a predicament, or maybe to my predicament. One of the two.
Yeah.
So we just wanted to introduce that to you. Plummish down to a predicament. Plummish down to my predicament.
There it is.
There it is. It's going to be in use now. We're going to talk about plummishing down to our predicament quite often, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So there it is.
Mwah, mwah. Yeah, and I watched the freestyle. You sent us a link on the Discord. I watched that freestyle, and he really does. There's no denying. It's like when we released Elon Musk saying I'm a rat bitch. There was no denying that he said I'm a rat bitch. There's no denying this dude said plummish, not plummet, plummish.
Plummish down to my predicament.
Which I think about that phrase a lot, and I still have no idea what it means.
No, which is the best, but it's to me now it's become like death or like the end of something. So, or like alluding to it in some way that just sounds ridiculous.
So like on your tombstone someday, it'll say like, here lies Mr. He plummished down to his predicament.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Or like, you know, my name underneath in quotes, plummished down to his predicament.
Yes. R.I.P.
Yeah, R.I.P. And plummish down.
And in this case, the P stands for plummish. Rest in plummish.
Rest and plummish.
R.A.P. That's perfect.
Rap. There it is. Rest in plummish.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait to start using that so much. Like in the next 300 episodes.
Oh yeah. We're going to plummish so much.
Yeah. There's going to be so much plummishing down to our predicaments. Anytime anything bad happens in our lives.
Oh yeah.
It's going to be plummishing down to our predicament.
Absolutely.
It almost needs to be a segment, you know?
Plummish down my predicament. Yeah.
All right, let's get this party started. It's it's episode 300. It's This Is Sparta. It's OMG So Random.
What's up, everybody? Welcome. You know, people said to us when we said we were starting a podcast, all of our haters and losers, they came out of the shadows and they said they wish that we were going to fail and that we were going to plummet down our predicament. But here we are, 300 episodes later. This is Sparta. This
That's
is
right.
The 300th. And we've got our Yas glasses. I don't think I have ever had a brewski on the show before.
And this is groundbreaking.
This is groundbreaking. I saved it until episode 300. And as you see, our very special Yas glasses, which came to us from the one and only Udi, Cool Guy Zune. Just a wonderful gift, dating back to the days of Bonyan Day. So
back when that was like the turning point for the show, where we plummeted down to the predicament of madness, I think.
We did.
Yes, cheers to 300 episodes.
Yeah.
I'm clinking my glass.
Clink.
Pon me camera.
When you ever, like, when you do a toast with people, like friends, do you ever, like, do this thing where you have to make eye contact? And you stand in a circle and you say, eye contact, and everyone has to do eye contact.
Well, yeah, you have to do eye contact with the cheers. Otherwise, isn't it bad sex for 7 years or something?
Something like that, or bad luck, or...
Yeah.
Hang on one sec. I have to just press something on my computer so that it doesn't restart.
Uh-oh.
So
I gotta press the button.
There we go. It's that thing that pops up, you know, like update. Do you want to restart now or whatever?
Yeah, what a perfect time to restart.
I know. You know, to celebrate 300, I actually have three drinks with me. So we have the brewski, which of course is Omission, a little gluten-free beer.
Yeah.
Got a little poppy cola. It's a Zevia. So it's a zero sugar soda. And then you have my emotional support water bottle.
You got the trifecta. I had
one drink for every 100.
I had a shot of whiskey that I already downed and my brewski in the Yas glass.
Nice.
And that's it. I don't have my emotional support my emotional support Wawa, which,
yeah.
Before we get too far, I just want to say people are pouring into the chat.
Good.
The well-wishers are here. Pete.Owens already in the chat with the fire. Mr. Plumish in the predicament with the down. He plumish he pee pee, which is...
He plumish he
so good. And I'm so excited. Shane McBain is in the chat right now. Wishing us a Bonyan Day.
Yes.
Haven't heard from Shane McBain in a long time. So Shane, so happy to see you.
Yes. What a big moment for big 300. That's a great return. I love that.
Yeah. That's one of those classic reunions that you just hope happens.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Wawa and water of all kind, we were alerted on the Discord. I forget who posted it. May have been Cool Guy Zune.
I think it was. Yes. He's up on the Wawa game.
Yeah. He on that Wawa bullshit. But he posted a Twitter post, X Blazer Glory post, from someone who had bought a bottle of Slovenian water.
That's right. 100% Slovenian.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah, it is called a donut.
Donut. Yeah. And donut MG, because it has magnesium in it. And on the back, it said that the magnesium in the water acts as a diuretic. So don't drink it if you have like certain issues or you take certain medication, and don't use it in making baby food. do not use with baby. But I'm really curious. I want to try the Slovenian. Wow. Slovenian Wawa. Slovenian Wawa. That's what I want to try.
Yeah.
Amazon sells it. Like, you can get a 6-pack of 1-liter bottles for $40. And that's a lot. Like, that's a lot to spend on Wawa that may make me stay on the doo-doo chair.
It's imported from Slovenia, so, you know, they got to get their money back.
I mean, surely, like, Malamala has that stocked, right?
Yeah, like, that's the water that they drink at the house. Like, her and Barun are sipping on that Slovenian Wawa. Personally, I would be so scared to try it because of the warning on the back. I would think, like, the second I drink it, I'd be like, I have the symptoms. Oh, Mr. He had gone doo-doo. That'd be me.
Yeah, but magnesium is so good for you in so many different ways. So,
yeah, I have heard that it causes doo-doo, though. That is something I've heard. Because I did ask my doctor one time, my docie. Mm-hmm. I said, docie, you know, it's one of my moments of, oh, docie, please. One of those, which are one in, like, you know, it's happening.
Sure.
And docie, should I take magnesium? And he's like, well, you could try, but it's going to give you diarrhea.
Ducky Williams. Ducky Williams. Ducky Williams. Oh, Mamma Mia.
Yeah. Oh, that's him. Yeah.
Well, at least he was like a straight shooter about it.
Yeah.
He wasn't like, yeah, you could totally take it, but you might become he gone doo-doo.
Yeah. No, yeah, he was straight up about it, and I didn't end up taking it, so I think I bought it, too, but then I was like, oh, I gotta ask Docie before I took it, and then I backed out. Docie may I. Yeah, Docie may I. That's my favorite, like, board game to play.
Yeah.
Docie may I, and I, like, show, like, anything in my closet. I have to get Docie's permission for everything. Docie may I.
Personally, my favorite is Don't Wake Docie.
Yeah.
Where you have to creep around the room.
Yeah, doing drugs.
Right.
Don't wake Docie.
You remember the jingle. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm a jingle rememberer. I remember a lot of jingles. There's one that I remember that I will never forget. And I might have even talked about this on the show before. Okay. It is for Muppet toothbrushes.
Oh, yes.
Have I talked about this?
That was a long time ago. Actually,
yeah.
I think I might still have... This might be some archival stuff.
Oh, man. Do you have the jingle?
Well, I have you singing it. I think. Let's see. I'm pretty sure.
I can do it again if the people want it.
Because I did an Eddie Vedder alternative mix.
Oh, that's right. I remember that now. Oh, wow. Because
you
were like, this is going back.
Yeah. I don't think I still have it on the board, but you can, please, by all means.
So just what I remember of the song is,
Mommy, Mommy, I love my Muppets. Oh. I love my Muppets to brush my teeth.
Yeah, that's it. It wasn't Docie like Docie, it was Mommy, Mommy.
Mommy, Mommy. Yeah. The other one that I'm always asking, it's either Docie or Mommy. Mommy, Docie, can I do this?
That would be great if you just start referring to your doctor as Mommy Docie.
Mommy.
Regardless of whether they're man or woman.
Yeah. Did you ever do anything like accidentally call someone by like the wrong title? Like, I feel like there was a time when I called a teacher that I was like, mommy, like when I was really young.
I'm pretty sure that happened to me. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that happens to everyone. Like at a young age.
You're right. It's just a goof up, slip of the mind.
Yeah. You've got someone, an adult, taking care of you.
Mm-hmm.
And you just associate them with mommy.
Right. Yeah.
Mommy ducky.
Mommy ducky. I love my Muppets.
That is beautiful.
Yeah.
Yes, I do remember quite vividly. I remember you singing it, but if someone...
Yeah, no clue. And the crazy thing is now that this is the 300th one, so now we kind of, like, when we say that, I think that's, like, acceptable. Like, oh, they've done a lot of them. It's true. This is record-breaking. We were also the first podcast to ever do an episode, and now we're the first to ever get to 300. It's just crazy. It's wild. All that we've accomplished.
Yeah. Now everyone else is trying to play catch up to us.
Yeah.
Everyone's doing it. Everyone's saying it. But I did it first. It was me. I was the one guy. I thought of podcasting.
I had sinus surgery last week.
Yeah.
And when I was doing those high notes just then,
mm-hmm.
it felt the clearest and best that I've been able to hit them in a long time.
Really?
It did.
So I wanted to ask you about that.
Yeah!
I wanted to see how you felt now. Like, in terms of, do you feel like you have to clear your throat as much, or?
as I clear my throat.
Yeah, there we go.
So, I do think that it has improved. There has been some improvement. Okay. Definitely with nose blowing, and, my nose was, fully insane. I could go outside in the cold for, 5 minutes to do something,
uh-huh.
and, not to get really gross. But I could have literal snot out of my nose, hanging, it was bad. It was bad.
Gosh.
That seems to have gotten a lot better. Throat clearing is better. I do think it is better.
Okay.
I don't think that I'm fully to the point where I'll see everything yet. So, because I still have some swelling in here, I've read some stuff that it'll probably be about 3 weeks before everything is no longer swollen, and you'll get kind of this is what it should be like.
Right.
Going forward.
Hashtag swole.
Yeah. So, but congestion wise and stuff, the mornings are a lot better than they were. I would probably at work, especially because I would walk about 10 minutes in the cold, but from my car, because mm-hmm. I park kind of far away. And, the first 10 minutes, or no, I'm sorry, the first, 3 hours, I was going through, I would say, 5 to 6 tissues.
Wow.
And it wasn't just a one blow toss away. Mm-hmm. I knew that, I needed to blow my nose a lot. So I was, trying to conserve. So I'd, reuse a tissue until it was, destroyed.
Wow.
Yeah. So, but... Yeah, no, I think that it has, I'm still getting a little bit of congestion, and, they said that's normal for the time being, and I'm sure I'll still get some. It's not going to be, the miracle, congestion gone forever, but I think it should help with, because I had sinusitis in all of my sinuses, so more or less, constant swelling, constant, more or less sinus infection. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Well, I hope it gives you some relief.
Yeah, I think it is so far. Hey, I hate to get serious here on This Is Sparta, but
sometimes
I just wanted to mention it just because I felt like I was hitting the high notes a little better.
Yeah, I thought you sounded great when you did the little kid singing voice.
Yeah.
It was as if a child was singing.
Yeah. Do you remember, I guess just going back now, since we maybe bringing up some memories, this one, I remember I made a reel out of it, or like a YouTube video, TikTok. So it was fresh in the mind because I was looking through some of those recently. Do you remember when I was singing I Love You Always Forever?
Yes.
In the voice, and we said that we should use that to call scammers, and that should be a new thing where people should try to guess whether I'm a child or an old lady.
That's right.
So
maybe we can try that later on tonight.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
We actually do have a call to make tonight.
Okay.
Not a prank call to a scammer.
Oh, you're right. One that we promised a call.
I also want to say I tried to find a way to make this happen as a special This Is Sparta surprise. I really wanted Scott Stapp to come on and sing Marlin Soar in celebration
of our
300th
episode. That would have been incredible.
And also in celebration of opening day for MLB. I know that happened last week.
Oh, yeah. That would have been perfect.
But I couldn't find a way to get a hold of him.
You couldn't contact Scott Stapp?
Yeah. I think he's you know, you might say in a place where blind men see.
Mm.
In a place with golden trees.
I think that he might be touring right now because a friend of mine works at a venue, and I'm pretty sure he said that Scott Stapp was coming in soon, or maybe had very recently.
Do you think Scott Stapp uses Marlin's Soar as an encore song?
I hope so.
Double play.
Yeah. If you don't know Scott Stapp's song about the Marlins and you didn't hear last week's episode, please, please, please do yourself a favor. Get out there, search it on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Marlins Soar by Scott Stapp. It's a effing classic. You will love it.
I think the title of that song is so funny.
I know.
Because, like, a Marlin is a fish.
Yeah. Marlins don't soar.
Maybe through the water. I don't know. But I also want to remind everyone listening that we are doing a special giveaway tonight for those in the chat.
Yes.
I'm really excited about this one. Yeah, we're giving away a Chrysler 300 tonight.
Free car giveaway, baby.
And frankly, like, I want everyone to tell everybody else that they know to get in on this. Like,
the get more in the chat. There's a free car giveaway.
Yeah.
We're
realizing our dream of giving away a free car. We've been talking about it for years, like doing it at a flea market. And we still want to give away a car at a flea market. Don't get us wrong. But
right,
like,
that's still going to happen.
Tonight, we are going to give away a car.
There's a free car giveaway for 300, or should I say three car, just because it's 300, but there's only one.
It's only, there's three cars, because it's 300, but there's only one car. There's only one car for one guy on 300.
They're 300s for one car. It's the best car you could ever get. I say it all the time. I love a Chrysler 300.
I drive it. Malamala drives it. I drink the donut water. I told her. She says, I got donut. I got donut water. I had some. I tasted it. I said, pwah, caca. That wasn't donuts. I thought it was milked from donuts. It wasn't donut water.
He absolutely would say. I'm surprised that there isn't like a recording of him saying caca or calling something caca.
I know.
I tried Malamala Slovenian water. She said it was donut flavored. It tasted caca. Tasted like caca. Not great.
Yeah, they're gonna do a debate, him and Biden, and Biden will say something and Cyril will just be like, caca.
I also think if those two do a debate, Sir's gonna be like, Joe, I know your mouth gets dry out there. I want to look out for you. Here's some nice water. It's donut flavored. It's from my wife.
It's Slovenian.
Don't read the back. Don't read the back warning. It doesn't mean anything. It's just Slovenians.
You know those Slovenians? They're just crazy. Drink
up, chug it. Drink it all up. You're not going to have to go doo-doo or anything like that. It's fine.
Trust me, no doo-doo. I promise, no doo-doo.
All donuts, no doo-doo. That's my promise.
Powdered sugar, there's powdered sugar in there. It's delicious. No doo-doo.
It's all Bavarian cream. Powdered sugar and Bavarian cream, that's all the water is. It's wonderful.
Slovenian cream donuts.
The MG stands for mighty good. That's what MG stands for. Not caca.
It's not caca, trust me. Trust me.
When have I ever steered you wrong? I never lie about anything. I never lied about anything in my life. I think now would be a great time for us to hop in the listener lagoon. Our voicemail runneth over. We had some well-wishers leave us some voicemail.
Oh, that's so nice. I love it.
And I can't wait to bask in that glory. So, yeah, let's hop in the listener lagoon.
Yeah, man. It's the listener lagoon, man.
I've donned me swimming cap with it's got flowers on it, you know, and it's like something a lady would wear in the 1960s to cover her hairdo.
Yeah, I've got my swimmies one of those on. I'm wearing one of those like full body tank top Ooh. Swimsuits that like men in like the early 1900s wore.
Yes.
It's got stripes on it.
Yes. It's like almost like a wrestling singlet.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. And you've got some dumbbells that you're also lifting.
Yes.
Yeah. To show the fine women like how strong you are at the beach.
Of course.
Yeah.
And then I'm splashing in the water. Yeah. Do you remember? I remember there was a time when just being, you know, looking back on the show where I feel like we made the listener lagoon almost like the focus of the show. Like we would start it and we'd be like, now is your time to call.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? Yeah.
That was let's bring that back tonight because
yeah,
I want to hear from people freaking live and in living color. The listener lagoon is your time. And really, even though we've played the theme and we may move on to a different topic, the spirit of the listener lagoon lives on.
Yeah, and it just marks the start.
Right.
So that's like your signal, you should start calling in at this time.
Yes.
That's all it is.
Yes. So 260-355-5713, if you have interacted with us in any way in the past, what is it, 5 years?
It is 5 years.
5 years. If you have interacted with us on this show in the past 5 years in any way, good, bad, or ugly, scammers, I'm talking to you too.
Yes.
I would love to hear from the person who called and left us that voicemail that just said fucking ass wipes.
Yep.
I would love
the scammer that more or less cried on the air.
Yes. And I'd love to hear from the guy who called us fucking idiots.
Yep.
Because he was listening to us talk while we were on hold.
Yeah, like formulate our plan.
Yeah. And I would love to hear most recently from your scammer, from the Victim Protection Agency.
Yes, I'd love to hear from them. I would love that.
So 260-355-5713, past, present, and future sweeties. Please, we're calling on you. like the Angels from Africa.
Amanda Acta. I feel like that should just get played at some point tonight.
Yeah,
because it's a big part of the show, and I think for the big milestone that should get played, I don't think we've played it in a long time. So
yes, tonight would be a great night to do that. But first, we've got some voicemails to get through. So actually, you know what? I'm going to play some background music since this is a special Listener Lagoon.
Yeah.
Nothing but the best for these voicemails, so I'm going to play the greatest song ever recorded for these voicemails.
And of course, if...
Hello, my name is Cambuccio, and I'm a calling because I'm looking for my dad. I've been looking for him for 300 weeks, but I'm afraid he don't know where I am, and he must be worried about me. I promise you down to my predicament, and he don't be so mad and so sad. Just let him know that I'm looking for him. Okay, I love you. Bye.
That's so sad. Cambuccio is looking for his dad,
and his dad might plummet down to his predicament.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that friggin' beat scared me half to death. Anyway, it's me, Spinelli. I know you haven't heard from me for a while.
A long
that's
while.
That's because I've been very, very busy with my new app. Listen, I'm here to promote something. I'm not gonna lie to you, okay? It's an app on your phone where you can order spaghetti right to your house. There's no other capability, but keep listening. It's Arrive Via Drone.
Mm.
They drop the spaghetti and you do have to actually bite the drone off. You may want to bite your noodles. You need to be very careful because they do bite.
The biting drone.
But if you're successful enough, you'll be eating sitting pretty for days. I hope you have a wonderful evening, guys. Congratulations on your 300th episode.
Hey, mamma mia. Mwah, 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 mwah. I just want to say a shout out to Shane McBain and his band, by the way. They seem to be tearing shit up. They're on a cool tour right now. Wax Jaw, check them out. The good stuff. It's like kind of like surf rock mixed with like post punk. It's really good.
I would love to have them on the show sometime.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
We should figure out how to do that because I think that would be a lot of fun. And I love me some surf rock.
Hell yeah, that's a great idea.
Shane McBain, have your people call our people, which is us. We're our own people.
Yeah, maybe we'll pretend we're an intern when we take the call or whatever.
let me get Mr. Brian on the phone for you. Excuse me, sir.
Hey, it's me, long time caller and participant, Fruit Belt Jackson. That's right, you all remember me. It's been 300 episodes of laughs with Fruit Belt Jackson, guest starring on OMG. Oh, 300
love
episodes.
Mom,
just kidding, it's Dr. Character
Parker. Oh, he got us again.
All right, I just wanted to say congratulations, 300.
This great is job, Sparta, guys. Baby.
Wow. We got
character
by the good Docky himself. Dr.
Every
character
time,
bonkers.
I was like, yes, I remember Fruit Belt Jackson. Yeah. He's been on with us every episode. And then, boom.
Just kidding.
This is the ghost of Detective Longcom.
Wow.
Holy shit.
Thank you for having me on again. Congratulations I'm 300 episodes. Nothing could stop me from coming up. Not even an army of turbines sweeping across the Ukrainian desert. So, anyway, great job. 300.
Wow. A message from the great beyond. I gotta say, this auto-generated transcript was pure gold.
Yeah.
I'm going to read it for you here. It said, "This is the ghost, period, of Detective Longtime Thank You for having me on again. You congratulations? I'm free. Nothing could stop me. Mom coming up, not even an army of sugar. Sweeping across the Ukrainian, and so anyway, great job, 300.
I gotta tell you, hearing the voice of that dead little prick,
yeah,
while the best song of all time played in the background, I had an actual tear in my eye.
It was very emotional. Like, and that little freaking prick can't leave us alone, even after death. And that's we're still grieving after all this time.
After all these years.
Yeah. After all these years, and nobody can tell us otherwise. This is the form our grief is taking. And we're allowed to call him a little prick because that's our griefs. And that's our beliefs.
That's so, my griefs and that's my beliefs.
You can't do anything or say anything about it.
You can't.
All right, here's our last one.
What? Voicemail? Voicemail? I've been on hold waiting for swag.
This guy.
How many episodes? 200? What are you guys doing? Like 300 episodes? I've been waiting for my swag on hold, and now the voicemail just clicked on? Are you kidding me?
Oh my god.
My son did not do well in college, so I need money. So I need swag to sell to pay for all the stupid things my son did. Okay, well, I'm a fool, I guess. I'm the one that's been on hold for 300 episodes. So, whatever. Congratulations, OMG boys, on 300 episodes from your guy on hold for swag. Signing off, I guess. For real. Okay, hanging out.
I hope he stays on hold, honestly.
Yeah, for another 300.
Yeah. What, I gotta say, that last one, like, what a freaking callback. Like, as the teacher of...
Yeah.
As the teacher of the comedy masterclass,
yeah,
that is one of the best callbacks on that's ever happened on this show, and maybe that's ever happened in life, because that
total
was,
epic win sauce is what that callback was.
That was huge. That was so good.
Yeah, please stay on hold. Our producer is going to get you that swag. Yeah,
we're going to get
very
you some swag. Don't worry.
I forget why we even promised that guy swag.
That we had, I think it was a gimmick that we were doing to try and get people into the Twitch chat.
That's right.
And it was when Twitter like was more lively, at least amongst the people that we had interacted with on that website. And
right.
So we were sending out like the Twitch link, promising if you call in now, you'll get
swag. That's right. And here he is 300 episodes later.
Yeah.
Man.
What a trooper for hanging on hold. Yeah. And we did tell him, we brought him back quite a few times too, I remember. Yeah. At least in that episode. I don't know if we ever brought him back in any future episodes.
I think somehow he got like back on the random line.
Yeah, we accidentally hit his extension or whatever. Yes.
And then he was like, well, what the heck? Where's my swag? And we're like, let's put you on hold again. We're going to get our producer right on it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man.
Simply epic.
Good. What a callback. Yeah. Good stuff. Great stuff. Great. Thanks for all the calls, everyone. Yeah. I do truly appreciate it. And I don't, you know, want to sound too sentimental, but thank you for, and this isn't the end of the show. I just thought this was a good time to say it. Thank you for listening and making this fun still this far into it. Like, I'm having a blast.
Yeah.
It's so fun. Yeah. Thanks and to you too, Dirk. Thank you.
And thank you. And as Fallout Boy once said, thanks for the memories.
Oh yeah, right.
Actually, I was gonna go into their new We Didn't Start the Fire.
Oh yeah,
we talked about that last episode,
and
we terrible. Don't need to revisit that.
Mm-mm.
So I mentioned we are wrapping up, like we're getting close to the end here. We have a couple calls to make.
Mm-hmm.
We can try scamming your scammer. I doubt they'll pick up at this hour.
Yeah, I do wonder, too, if that number is still active.
We can give it a try.
Yeah.
Another one that we were going to try... We still have yet to get any sort of closure on the epic Sheldon Ace Hardware Applebee's gift card giveaway.
Right. And I think we said that this is the time that we would try them back, right?
Because we've now given them 2 weeks.
And more than that, I think.
Yeah, it's been.
Since we.
Yeah.
It's been.
More than 2 weeks since we gave a gift card.
I will say, though, if we call Sheldon Hardware tonight, which is Sheldon Hardware, which I think we are.
Yeah.
I just have to say, I have to tell everyone, there is a possibility, there is a scenario that Dirk and I have talked about off air.
Yeah.
That if it comes true, the show ends. And it's possible that could happen on 300. It's a very small possibility.
Can I tell you that very thought crossed my mind today?
Yeah.
I was thinking about it. Should we tell them what the scenario is?
I think we could, yeah.
Okay.
I think we could, because I think it's funny, and it also will never happen.
Yeah.
So if the listeners are in on us even like making this suggestion, I think it would be funny.
I also want to say two things. One, never say never. You never know what's going to happen.
Right.
But two, if we happen to call Sheldon Ace Hardware, and as we know, they do listen live in the store.
Right.
They hear the show Kill Switch, if you will.
Uh-huh.
Which we will divulge here in a second.
Uh-huh.
If they heard that Kill Switch did it, and then we had to end the show, we would just come back with another show.
I think so. I think what would happen is we would do the spinoff first.
Yeah.
And then we would have to come up with something after that, but we still need to do the spinoff.
No, too. The spinoff is a must.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about that, too.
Yeah, me too.
So, yeah, we do the spinoff as kind of like a palate cleanser, and then we would come right back with our bullshit.
With something new, slightly different. Slightly different.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Yeah, but it would be the end of OMG So Random Hee Hee.
Okay, so here's the scenario in which, if this event happened, we would immediately just say OMG So Random Hee Hee is finished. It's done. No more.
Yeah.
If we either called Sheldon Ace Hardware, or we visited Sheldon Ace Hardware, because we also talked about going out to Elk Grove, California, where Sheldon Ace Hardware is located.
Yep.
And presenting the staff, the entire staff, with a giant novelty. Yeah, to the entire store, a giant novelty gift card for $25 to Applebee's. Now, the giant novelty gift card would be printed on an old dot matrix printer sheet by sheet and be taped together.
Perforated edges. Yeah, everything.
Yeah, exactly. And then either way, if we called in or if we're there giving the giant gift card, if the Sheldon Ace Hardware choir sang to us, "Give Men a Chance."
Yes.
All we are saying is give men a chance. If the Sheldon Ace Hardware Choir, which has to be comprised of only employees from Sheldon Ace Hardware.
Yes.
If they sang that song to us, the show would be over. We would end it immediately.
And right there. The second. I don't even know if we say goodbye. Like that, I think that has to just be the last thing, is them singing, "All we are saying is give men a chance." And we just fade out on that forever.
I think,
and that's the end of OMG So Random Heat.
Yeah. If it happened on the phone, the stream would end immediately. No goodbye.
Yeah.
Stream would end. And that episode would go up on Friday.
Yeah.
But then after that, like, that's it. You wouldn't have access. Like, the stream would go down. The podcast feeds on all platforms would go down.
They would all get removed? We wouldn't even, like, leave the archive up?
I would only keep an archive for us and maybe the Sweeties.
Okay.
It's gone.
It just disappeared.
It's gone. And then maybe some kid 20 years from now would do like a true crime podcast on us, like a mystery podcast. Yes.
Yeah.
Where did OMG So Random Hee go?
Right.
But again, like Brian said, the chances of that happening are so slim.
Yeah.
Slim to none.
Yeah.
Really.
But man, it would be great.
It would. Yeah.
I almost like want to pitch it to them if we can get him on the phone. But I like at the same time then I almost think I'd be sad. Like you said, we would be right back with something new, but like I don't know. You know, 300 episodes, 5 years.
Mhm.
I don't know. It would be a little touching at least.
Yeah, it definitely would. I mean, no other podcast has gone as long as us.
Right.
And so for us to hang it up on OMG So Random that's big.
Yeah, that's huge.
Part of me would love to organize it, but also like I want the universe to arrange
for it to come together.
Yeah,
for it to come together naturally.
Right.
So like what if this happens when we call Sheldon Ace Hardware tonight, they pick up and just right away they're "All we are saying," because there's a good chance, because as we know, they're listening.
Right. If that happens, we end the stream immediately. No goodbyes.
Yeah. You know, and here's the other thing too. I was going to say that if they're mad at us in any way, like if for some reason giving them these $25 gift cards
like annoyed them,
has upset them, they hold a lot of power over us right now.
Oh,
like
yeah.
They can just fully defeat us at this point if they wanted to. We've never given anyone this power before.
No, and it all lies in the hands of the employees of Sheldon Ace Hardware. So really, I mean, if assistant manager Skyler is listening.
Right.
She could assemble her employees.
Organize the troops.
And we didn't say like there's a specific number of people that need to compose the choir.
Right.
It could be two people.
Right.
It could be Lauren and Skylar, two who have benefited from our generosity.
Right.
They could be the show's demise if they're listening.
I mean, I don't think there's any way we could be more generous to them. We've given them gift cards, and now we're giving them this huge opportunity to use against us if they want to.
Yeah, yeah. We've literally given them everything.
Yeah. We've given them everything.
Now, Cool Guy Zune, which, by the way, he just popped in, said, "Happy Sparta night, my boys." And
thank you. Thank you so much.
This is Sparta to you, too. He said, "Sing Give Men a Chance to the Carol of the Bells melody. Give men a chance, give men a chance, give men
give
a chance.
Give men a chance, give men a chance."
I was
harmonizing with you there.
Oh, see, the delay was so much that
I
knew I was going to get screwed up. But
yeah.
I may try to fix that in post.
Just that part.
Yeah, everything else is added.
I feel like it'll line up.
Yeah.
In post, yeah.
So, calling Sheldon Ace Hardware, what do we do if we call and it's a new employee who answers? It's not Skylar and it's not Lauren. Should we tell them to take a message and...
I think I would want to ask for Lauren first. Okay. If it's a new employee that we haven't spoken to, and the reason is, we got a message back that Lauren hadn't even received the gift card, like that it hadn't been opened in the Sheldon Ace Hardware email. So I would like to just check in with Lauren just to make sure everything's okay. I just don't want... Like, because what if there's like a feud going on within the store where, you know, Lauren's gift card is being kept from her? I don't want that.
No.
I just want Lauren to have her gift card. So that's why I think we could ask for Lauren if it's not Lauren picking up. If it's Skylar picking up, I think we can just ask Skylar, "Hey, did you have a chance to get to Applebee's?"
And did you have a chance to give Lauren her gift card that we sent?
Right, after we hear her Applebee's tale, of course.
Right.
Because then we could put her on the spot and say, "Hey, we sent one to Lauren too. What's the deal?" If neither of them are there, then what?
That's when I say we ask the employee who talks to us on the phone to take down a message. Urgent.
Yeah.
Please call 260-355-5713.
And that's it?
In regards to Applebee's.
Okay. Because they could think that's just like a job, you know? The job that they're selling construction stuff.
Yeah, they're selling paint samples.
Yeah.
They're selling paint to Applebee's in town. Because they're doing a makeover. Yeah. Extreme Bees makeover.
I like that. So also, we got to keep in mind here.
Yeah.
There is a chance that this could turn bad.
Yeah.
And
it could.
There's been some hints at times that they're maybe slightly annoyed with us.
Yeah.
So it could be the time where they say, "F off from me." And
I really don't think that they would use that kind of language.
Yeah, that's probably true. That's probably true.
I do think they could get stern and be like, "Listen, this is enough.
Yes.
Don't contact us anymore."
And then what do we say to that? I think we need to say, "I understand, but all we ever wanted to do was I don't know, give you the world. Something like that.
Yeah. That's it. That's what we say.
Okay.
And then we hope you have a great life.
Yeah, and then hang up, and then that's it, I guess. Yeah. And unless they call us.
Right. Maybe at the very end, right before we're about to hang up, we just say really quick, all we're saying is give them a chance. Hang up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
All right, I'm gonna get them dialed up here.
Yeah, I'm gonna say, like, I don't think we even called the other scammer unless this is a total flop at this point, because we just built up this Applebee's call quite a bit.
Yeah.
So I don't think we can change lanes at this point. I think it's, and I feel, you know, every time we build this up, I get, like, you know, there's a little stress there.
Yeah, I'm a little nervy.
Yeah.
I just want to say it's been almost a month since we last called Sheldon Ace Hardware.
So. Yeah, so we're not blowing them up or anything.
No.
We're just curious.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Here goes nothing.
Sheldon Ace Hardware, can you hold for me for 1 second?
Yep.
What if they're preparing the car?
Sheldon Ace Hardware, thank you for holding. My name is Eric. I'll help you.
Eric, hi. Is Lauren in tonight?
Yeah, she's actually on cashier right now.
Oh, so she can't talk. Okay, do you want to just take down a message, see if she could just give this call, give us a call back, 260-355-5713. It's about Applebee's.
Sorry, just give me one moment to get that written down. Say that number again. 260-355-5713. Got that.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So I feel like we need to hang on a little bit.
I do too. But also,
do you think that was definitely Lauren that answered the phone?
I think so.
And I think she's a little creeped out.
That was kind of what I got too. Like, do you think there was a caller ID?
Yeah.
But like, that means that she would have to have our number memorized.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
Because it doesn't come up, OMG, so random,
No. It just has the number.
But now, she will receive this message that says this number and Applebee's.
I was honestly really afraid that they were going to all come back on the line.
Just
start singing, give men a chance.
All we are saying. Even like the customers in the store. Is give men a chance.
But then would that count? Because the terms are only the Sheldon Ace Hardware choir, which can only be comprised of employees of Sheldon Ace Hardware.
You're right. You're right. Yeah, that could have been a disqualifying factor if we would have known that. But
our lawyers, Jarn and Jarn.
Right. They would have to take a look. Yeah, they'd have to take a look at that. So, what happens here? Are we going to get a call back? I guess we can hang out for a couple minutes.
I think we could try that scammer number.
Okay.
I don't think we're going to reach anybody.
Yeah, we'll give it a shot. I'm nervous about Sheldon Ace Hardware. I don't want them to be creeped out.
What if she calls back and they're like singing? Like, they don't even say anything. Like, we say hello, and they just start singing. All we're saying is give men a chance.
I guess in that situation, we will have been the ones that are being welcomed to Sparta.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, honestly.
This is Sparta.
it's a very real possibility now. I mean, we're now living under the constant threat of elimination.
We are. We put it out there. We did this to ourselves. I think it's because I had that beer and I was like, yeah, let's tell the world.
Now, maybe some really twisted individuals might try to get a job at Sheldon Ace Hardware.
You're right.
Our haters and losers may
that want to see jobs. Us plummish down yes. to our predicament.
Yes. They may try to get jobs there and then say, wouldn't it be funny if we right. called this number and we sang, give men a chance.
Yeah. Wow.
Just something to think about. It really makes
we're living
think.
On borrowed time.
Yeah, we are.
Wow.
All right, let's call this scammer. And then if I don't think anyone's going to pick up.
Yeah, me neither.
No one picks up. We can leave a dumb voicemail or whatever. I have a wheel set up for the big Chrysler 300 giveaway.
Do you really?
Now, I know that they're not here, but I did put Skylar and Lauren on the wheel. And I think if one of them wins it, we just send the Chrysler 300 to Sheldon Ace Hardware unannounced.
Mm-hmm.
Address to Skylar or Lauren.
No return address.
No return address.
I don't think we make it clear that it's from us.
Maybe put a note in there that says, like, use me to go get half price apps for free. No, I like yours better.
I like it. Yeah.
Okay. Let's call the scammer.
Please leave a message after the beep.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Is anyone there?
Hello? How can I help you?
Can you please speak to us? 260-355-5713. We want to help you. We want to help you because...
Alert. Alert. You are under investigation. Repeat. You are under investigation. Alert. Alert. You are under investigation. Repeat. You are under investigation. Alert. Alert. You are under investigation. Repeat. You are under investigation.
Please call us immediately at 260-355-5713. You are under investigation and you need to report to us immediately.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Did the sirens play for you?
I didn't hear the sirens, no.
Me either. I don't know what happened.
Huh.
That's weird. So bizarre.
It was still good, though.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the time
grand
has come.
Grand finale, I guess, right?
Yep, the time has come for the big giveaway. I'm really excited about this. Whoever, I'm going to spin the wheel, and whoever it lands on is going to win a Chrysler 300.
Because this is Sparta.
This is Sparta. It's the big 300. So best of luck to everybody, including Lauren and Skylar. I know I said you must be present to win, but I know they're listening, even if they can't interact. So here we go.
What happened?
Guess who won?
No, Lauren or Skylar?
Lauren.
No! Look at that. Just our nonstop generosity.
Yeah.
Applebee's gift cards, now a car, a Chrysler 300, because this is Sparta, and we're just so generous.
Yeah. I just want to say to everyone who listened tonight live, to everyone who left voicemails, and to everyone who, has been goofing off with us for the last 300 episodes for 5 years. That's half a decade, folks.
That's crazy.
That's a big thank you. A big TY.
Yeah.
I'm giving you the thank biggest you. Thai cow that I can find.
Which, that's some foreshadowing.
Yeah.
Because I don't think we talked about that on the main show.
Oh no. We do have a spinoff that we have been kind of planning in the background, in secret.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to get back into, like, producing full-on, because it's going to be insane.
Kind of a little investigative series about something very interesting.
Yeah.
So you'll see. Bye-bye!